Party is getting ready to start, and I'm pretty excited about that. I can see it. I can see it. The party just walked in the door, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's a Friday night. The Mockster's on the air. We are going to come out and hang out near him. And we're going to party like it's 2022, which is a weird way to party these days. You wear a mask, and you're in separate rooms. I digress. I should get back into more music. How do I get into more music? I go, okay, I mentioned Don Dixon and Mitch Easter did some productions in the early 80s as well. For example, they were the masterminds behind REM's second album, Reckoning. So let's play something off of Reckoning and Tarbor Coat. You can email me if you got a request, wrctrequest@gmail.com.
Hey, Penelope. the dots are the decimal place. While thinking in blue and losing red, fight for all I know be dead. A Jew that judged off those legitimate, who could be somewhere happily living, just in time to be forgiven.
That song ended pretty quick, and I still wasn't ready for it. Czar here on the Viva La Mock radio program, calling all destroyers. That album came out back, back in 2000 that actually came out. And I remember when it came out because I was made fun of by some other DJs here. Because I said, that's a really good album. And they're like, no, dude, it's not. And I said, it is. I'm still going to say I still think it's a good album. And I believe the members of Czar eventually evolved into the brothers Steve, who you might hear or have heard on this radio program in the last couple years, as they've put out a couple albums. Before the Czar, the Rubinews, and went back to the drawing board for that one, because I want to be your boyfriend. Also played the Undertones in that set from Hypnotized, because I always got to play some more songs about chocolate and girls. Elvis Costello and the Imposters gave us Penelope Halfpenny, from the new album, A Boy Named If, and start off the entire set with some R.E.M. and Harbor Coat. Do you know the average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds? And most of them are just tossed aside, not the seconds, the resumes. We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone. Today in the United States, companies are struggling to fill more than 4 million entry-level positions, and because of outdated hiring practices like these, employers are missing out on a great pool of untapped talent. There are 6 million young adults out there. 6 million. And despite their motivation, their loyalty, and their hard work, those grads of life lack opportunity because they have yet to earn that traditional credentials that the employer is valuing. So maybe it's time to look beyond the resume and look for those grads of life. So discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than just what's on paper by going to gradsoflife.org. Glenn Jones is my background music, plays in a band called Cul-de-Sac from a solo album of his. I do have a mock coming up at midnight in about 45 minutes, just over, let's call it 46 minutes. We'll do a radio calendar and a music calendar. Hey, speaking of requests, I did get a request. A request for some Rolling Stones. It's Country Honk from Let It Bleed. By request, if you've got a request, call me up at 412-268-WRCT or drop me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com.
Shaggy, like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Hey, leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. Football is still the roughest thing on campus, and the kids there still respect the college dean. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. Hey, place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Instead of Mountain Dew, I took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, a city slicker came and he said, I'm tough, I think I wanna taste that powerful stuff. He took one swish lug and he drank it right down, and I heard him a-moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Some George Jones wrapping up that set of music with White Lightning here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the George Jones, some suggested Hank Williams Jr., and I say suggested because the caller called in and said, Mockster, I'd like to hear a cover of Warren Zevon's Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Go! And so I figured you might like Bocephus doing his version of Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Merle Haggard in that set of music, the Okie from Muskogee, and start off the entire set from Let It Bleed. Country Honk. Stone's doing a country kind of country fried version of Honky Tonk Woman by suggestion as well. That leads me to two things. Yeah, two shows I feel I should tell you about. Well, one of them is Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's a fiddle tune, and it's a radio show, but it is not a prescription from your podiatrist. Yeah, you can tune into WRCT's Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. And then you can stick around for an hour after that program at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays for an hour of bluegrass with the Black Diamond Show. Where else are you going to hear that on the radio? Nowhere, just here on WRCT 88.3 FM with your host, Mando Richard. Then I want to remind you to join your rockin' attorney, because when I play the Stones and I played the Bocephus, it just reminds me that I should tell you that you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. What he does is he focuses on new music by those favorite classic artists. It's Thursdays at 8. He has a re-airing a replay of the show Mondays at noon here on 88.3 FM. It's 28 minutes past your 10 o'clock hour. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you. Speaking of my rockin' attorney, I'm gonna play one of his favorite artists, but I'm gonna play this for one of my favorite listeners who's listening right now out in Highland Park. This one's for you, Camille.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Last night, I work it hard to treat you right. I promised you a wonderful life, the American dream. You offer me with that proud stare, a sexy bounty with long blonde hair. You're so beautiful, I can't wait till I get there. Put the boys to bed.
That is Tom Peterson and Another Language from 1984 with My Car here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Tom Peterson, if you're unfamiliar, Tom Peterson, also known as the bass player for Cheap Trick. Yeah, his then-wife also on vocals on that. Dagmar is her name. Yeah, the fun part is when they force me to have my own vinyl-thon, I go deep. I try to go deep. If you've listened to my show long enough, you're like, you're not deep enough, Mockster. These are songs I hear all the time. I feel you play these songs every week. Come on, get some originality. What's interesting is Tom Peterson spells his name with two S's, consecutive S's. But on that release, he spelled it with one S. So I actually went back to verify it was the right Tom Peterson, because I've been saying that for years. I thought it was, and I was right. Hey, before the Tom Peterson, how about the Al Harlow from his Now album and Let It Go? Speaking of digging in the vinyl, when I was digging up that Rolling Stones, I'm in the RO section, and I stumbled upon the Rockets, and I was thinking about the Rockets just recently. I really was. It's weird. Detroit-based band, the Rockets. That's from their No Ballads album with a Desire. I'll tell you my Rockets story, because I haven't told this in a while, because I haven't played the Rockets in a while. Long, 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 long time ago, in the little town I grew up in, the Rockets were performing a concert. And I think the story, I didn't go. I was not old enough. I was not allowed to go see rock and or roll shows at that point. And I want to say my brother went. Or maybe his friend went. I don't know. We'll just, for this story, it'll be my brother. Brother went to the show. And years later, he goes, remember that Rocket show I went to? I'm like, yeah. He's like, do you know who the opening band was? And I'm like, no, I don't, because A, I was young, and B, at that point, I probably didn't care. It was none other than Johnny Cougar opening for the Rockets. And that's my story. Story time with the Mockster's over. Before the Rockets, how about Thor from his Alliance album, which Al Harlow helped out on that song. Good stuff, good stuff. Song must be a ballad, because I think it actually puts some people to sleep. I do. I've got reports that song puts people to sleep. Sometimes it's just me. I just put people to sleep. That's why I'm on Friday nights, because you're like, I've had a long work week. I need to sleep. I need some sleeping music. Do I play smooth jazz, or do I turn on the Mockster? And you tune in and turn on the Mockster. About 13 more minutes before 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, don't forget, we're doing a radio calendar, music calendar. I think I've decided. I'm just going to say it out loud. It's going to be a short mock. Might be one of my four-song mocks. If I can, I got to dig up the songs first. But if it's going to be the Blasters. The Elvin Brothers and Co. The Blasters going underneath the mock. I just got to find these four songs. And if I can find them, then that's what's going to happen at midnight. Hey, speaking of somebody else which I wasn't, but who found their fame in Pittsburgh. Children behave. Tommy James and the Shondells.
That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. If they ever knew, and so we're running just as fast as we can. Hold it
said, it's a man's world and I better sit myself down. Because of my so-called biology, I don't get to swing it around. Someone said, it's a man's world and I better sit myself down. Because of my so-called biology, I don't get to swing it around, yeah. Around. Maybe she wrote it in a letter, maybe she posted on a digital wall. Every little step she takes shakes the world and spins it around. You better get on the set, baby. She's gonna burn the whole world down. Hey!
Pearl Harbor and the Explosions wrapping up that set of music. You want it. I got it. Also in that set of music, how about some Betty Blowtorch? With the song Frankie and then Vakili Band. Some brand new music from them from their Walking Sideways album with Rachel. Also threw some Debbie Harry. Debbie Harry from the Married to the Mob soundtrack doing the Castaways' Liar, Liar. Start off the entire set with Tommy James and the Shondells. I think we're alone now. I think we are. We get to 11 o'clock here in WRCT Pittsburgh. And I feel like I'm alone. So now it's just me and you. I appreciate you being the other part of the me. I got a mock coming up at midnight. That mock will be the Blasters. So I'd like to say you might want to stay tuned for that. If you have to use the bathroom, plan it accordingly. But since it is now 11 o'clock, I should remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Isn't every neighborhood historic? Just saying. Well, each week they choose a new movie theme. They show classic cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. They've got real, not that fake stuff, but real natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, vegan options available. That historic neighborhood of Pittsburgh, Lawrenceville, is where you'll find 4115 Butler Street, which is their location. For more information, rowhousecinema.com. Call 412-904-3225. And don't forget, if you are actually interested in underwriting WRCT, maybe this program, you're like, hey, Moxster, I support you so much, I'd like to underwrite your show. Email PR. Don't email me, because I can't do nothing about it. Email PR at WRCT.org. Find out more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. But now that it is just past 11 o'clock, that means it's time for the WRCT radio and music calendars. Start off with the WRCT radio calendar. Got a couple weeks for this event going on down at the Harris Theater. From visionary director Robert Eggers comes The Northman. It's an action-filled epic that follows a young Viking prince on his quest to avenge his father's murder with an all-star cast that includes Alexander Skarsgård, Nicole Kidman, Anya Taylor-Joy, Ethan Hawke, Bjork, Willem Dafoe, or should I say, former CMU student Ethan Hawke. Yeah, he was a student here on campus at one point. I don't think he graduated. I think Reality Bites bit him. I don't know what that means. Anyway, The Northman is shown at the Harris Theater at 8.